tuning in. Today's passage comes from Psalm 67, verses 1 through 3, which say, "May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all the nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you." It's interesting the flow of logic that's happening here in this verse. The psalmist begins by saying, "God, bless us. Be gracious to us. Make your face to shine upon us." Now, when he's talking about the nation of Israel. And he feels no shame in asking for this. I think part of me thinks, you know, is it a selfish prayer to say, "God, bless me. God, be with me. God, give me blessings." But look at his reasoning. Verse 2, "that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you." And the psalmist is saying, "God, when you bless us, your glory will be shown among the nations around us." This was God's purpose for the nation of Israel, that they would be an example of what it looks like to walk with the living God, that the world would know there's a God in Israel who saves, who works in power. The problem is, they so often fell short of that. So how does that look for us? I mean, we can obviously think of the self-interested way to pray this prayer. You know, "God, if you bless me with a lot of money and made me really rich, I would probably give some away." But God knows our hearts. And I think deep down we know what we're asking is we want to be comfortable and we want to have things and resources and security. But I think about someone, here's a good example. I'm a Florida Gators football fan, Tim Tebow. It's become such a meme at this point, Tebowing, where when he would score a touchdown, he would immediately take a knee and thank God. And he would put his eye black under his eyes would have John 3:16 written on it. And it became so common that people would start to make fun of it. It was a meme, basically. But you could tell that his heart was in that. He truly wanted to bring God glory with the abilities that he was given. So this is our encouragement. There is no shame in asking for the blessing of God, for asking for his grace, for asking for his face to shine upon us. This is truly our only hope, is that God intervenes in our lives, that God gives us his grace every day. And we know that he does. When he does, what is the reaction of our hearts and minds? Are we quick to point people to the Lord and say, "It is only because of God that I am able to do whatever I'm able to do"? Or because the only reason I have these resources or these blessings is because God worked in my life, to point people to God, that the people around you, in the Psalms, they're talking about Israel, so the nations around Israel would see something is happening with those people. We want people around us, our friends, our family, our fellow students, our co-workers, to see what God is doing in our lives and say, "Something's going on in that person's life. And I want a piece of it. I want to know what's going on. Why are you different?" And we can say, "It is only by the grace of God that I am where I am, that I have the abilities I have, that I have the blessings I have." And God gets the glory. So let's thank God for his grace today. God, you are good. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminder that every good we have comes from you. Every good thing comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no shifting or changing. You are eternal, and you are a gracious and loving God. We thank you for the grace that you've shown in each and every one of our lives. Help us to point that mirror back to you, that when people perceive us, that anything we have that is good, we are giving you the glory for it, so that your name might be praised, so that your kingdom might be built on earth. God, and so that we will experience the joy and the blessing of being a part of what you are doing here on earth. Do it for your glory and our good, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.